What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Again, your song of the day, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman's Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
What year again?
I don't have the year now. He'll tell us in a second.
'70s.
It's in the 70s.
Hold, Josh thinks he had it, and then now he's reversing on us.
We'll find it.
71. That sounds about right.
71.
God dang, Bill. I mean, you know, you were in the same boat here. I've contemplated that song since I was a young boy. Yeah. I never know if I like it or not.
You couldn't have hit it. You couldn't have hit it better. There's times you're just like, that's pretty incredible. And there's times pretty incredible. Turn it off.
You nailed it. Yeah, and you know what? I heard that song last night in my truck driving to Sweet Olinda, the Mexican restaurant.
You heard Black Dog last night?
Heard it and just like Bill said, I kind of liked it, but I contemplated turning it off. Partially, Rick, because I've heard it. I don't know. Seven million times.
Yeah,
a lot. I'm like, Bill, I like it. It's like a lot of you're right, though, Jake. I'm not a big Zeppelin fan.
I teased that. I said,
I'm not a big Zeppelin fan either.
Okay, let's get to a rating. Rick needs to interject at some point. I can't go over 6.1175.
Bill. Solid. I'm going to go with a 6.1164.
I will go with a 4.2. Not a 4.2. Fan. Ooh. Not a fan. Ooh. Not a fan.
I think Josh can like it a little bit better. Yes. Bro. Josh, 7.1.
Yeah,
I think,
higher.
I'm going like 8.2 for Josh.
Yeah, go right to 9.
8.2. 9.999. Good job, Sip.
Yeah.
Called that one. Read that one. He's a drummer. Yeah. Plays in the band. He likes it. Led Zeppelin. Loves that. Yeah. Well, we are now joined by Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning, Rick.
What did Josh give it?
9.99999.
Yeah, of course.
No surprise there, Rick.
Josh, the drummer. Such a great kid, and I've really enjoyed getting to know him, and we're going to miss him, gosh darn it.
We are going to miss Josh.
You know, there's some bands... There's some artists that you go see, or speakers, or whatever, that you just can't describe what it is about them. And I've always, back in the music days, I called it fairy dust. They just have this thing. And on this song, I call it voodoo.
Voodoo.
It's just ridiculous. I know you guys don't appreciate it, and that's fine. And I'm not a huge Zeppelin fan either, although certain songs of theirs I truly think are just brilliant. I think all their songs are brilliant. It's just not necessarily my style. But, guys, with these scores on that song, I mean, you know, you're really disappointing me here. This is...
Jake gave it a 4.
4.2.
4.2.
Yeah, I know. This is voodoo. This is... How do you write a song like that? And how do you record a song like that? Especially back then.
There is a skill set there.
There's no digital, no nothing. Okay. Could we play this again next Monday, maybe?
Chip gives it a 9. Love that song. Haven't heard it forever.
See what I could do with that, Rick. It's possible. It's very possible.
Incredible.
All right.
I'm giving you a break on that just because of your lovely child. However, I want to tell you, that's how good that song was, okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to hear it twice in a week.
Yes, Maggie May was excellent.
And here's a suggestion. Talk to DP, get the rights to that song, and use that as your opening song, because the very first line of that song is, "Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you."
Okay.
Not a bad idea.
All right, not a bad idea, Rick. We'll think about that.
There's a mandolin in that song, I believe, too.
Absolutely.
We talked all about that, yes.
Beautiful.
One week ago.
Birthdays today. Rock and roll birthdays. Lou Gramm of Foreigner. Incredible. Nice.
One of the
top five greatest singers, 74. Donald Fagen, Steely Dan, one of the most brilliant songwriters in history, 76.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This song, Black Dog, by Led Zeppelin, first track on the band's untitled fourth album, 1971, which has become one of the best selling albums of all time. Lyrics contain typical blues man themes of lust, eroticism, and betrayal. Now, one of the lines, our lyricosis there, you and me, Jake, I don't know but I've been told, I used to think it was Beetle Leg Woman Ain't Got No Soul. It's Big Leg Woman.
What did you think it was?
Beetle.
What the hell was that mean?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought he said. Beetle Leg Woman. I don't know.
I never
knew what he was
saying. When I was 7 years old, I knew it was Big Legged Woman.
I'd have to agree with that. I think I always thought it was Beetle.
Yeah, leg. I'm just not in your rankings there. I'm not up there to the year level. No, I'm serious. I didn't know what they were saying. Okay. It releases a single, one of the most instantly recognizable Zeppelin tracks, including in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, which it was number 300, which is absolutely ridiculous. Number one in Q Magazine's 20th Greatest Guitar Tracks of All Time. The title is reference to a nameless black Labrador retriever the band would the band saw wandering around the Headley Grange studio grounds. The dog would disappear in the evening and return exhausted in the morning before resting all day and repeating his evening sojourns. So Plant believed the lab was spending nights with his old lady. Likewise, the lyrics are narrated by a man obsessed with a woman, got a flaming heart, can't get my fill, so on and so forth. Now, Jimmy Page, the guitarist there, is a freak. Just an absolute beast, and there's no other ways to describe it. If you notice in that song, there is a section where it goes da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it's a pause, and then it goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the guitar and the drums are out of sync with each other. That's impossible to play, and in fact, they couldn't even play it on the record, so what they did was they recorded Robert Plant's vocals a cappella, so no music behind him, so he didn't get hung up in that shift of the 4-5 versus 4-4, which sounds like a bunch of technical crap, but it isn't. But it's really
sounds
a
like
weird.
A defense.
There's yes, it is. It's like a defensive.
We're on the 4-5.
There's no other song I've ever heard that on where they go out of sync with themselves on purpose because they created it as a curiosity. So go back and listen to it again and hear how they get out of sync and then it all comes back together. Led Zeppelin, one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Total record sales are estimated to between, now when this was written, it was 200 and 300 million. It's actually over 350 million records. And real soon here, we're going to do the top selling record albums of all time. And you're going to be really surprised by some of them.
Okay.
All right.
So 350 million is probably conservative. I'm guessing 400 million probably. That's like one record for every human being in America plus, you know, some other country, Sweden or something.
Sweden.
Brazil.
Rolling Stone described them as the heaviest band of all time, the biggest band of the 70s, blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's go to the Stump, the Sippers, and Coach.
Ooh, trivia time. Here we go. Sip
did
first.
This record, this album, Led Zeppelin 4. Now, that's 1970-71 when it was recorded. That's their fourth album already. Now, think about that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Did it sell more or less than 35 million copies?
Oh, God, that seems like a lot. Less. Fewer.
You get a CZ, 37 million as of this counting.
Go for one.
Everybody had that record and Led Zeppelin 1 and 2. Everybody. Could you name one member of the four-piece band Led Zeppelin? This is for Coach. Name one member.
No.
I can help out.
Say
name.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to use Jake as a lifeline. Yes.
How about Robert Plant?
Yes.
Robert Plant.
I would have got that eventually. I would have eventually got that.
Good job, Jake.
And what did Robert Plant do in Led Zeppelin?
Lead singer. Guitar.
Lead singer. Okay. Jimmy Page, guitar. Robert Plant.
Oh, my bad.
John Paul Jones on bass. And John Bonham, probably. Should many be. And ask Josh, one of the, if not the top drummer in rock history.
Huh.
Which, that record right there, that song you just played, that is the greatest drummer in rock history. If not number one, he's probably in the top three.
I think he's
go
third.
Listen to that. Okay. He played drums like he was going to kill him, and his son Jason, who now plays with a lot of different people, is the exact same. I mean, nobody hits drums harder than that. Maybe Neil Peart from Rush, but that's about it. And lastly, the question for everyone in the room, are they or are they not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, they're in. They have their own floor. They have their own floor.
Yes.
You get Diamonds, 1995. Brilliant. One of the very first classes they did it, and of course Bonham, the drummer, he died in 1980. He had a drug overdose. That really sucks. what an incredible talent. So
there you go.
That's what I got.
All right, Rick, what's going on right now at Sartor Hamann Jewelers?
Hey, graduation is right now in many places, and if not, it's coming up. If you want to get the greatest gift you can give to your graduate, forget the car, forget the, you know, whatever else you're thinking about, savings, bonds, I don't know what people give people these days. Give them a gift of jewelry. Give them something they're going to remember the rest of their lives. This is a momentous occasion. So come check us out on our website at SartorHamann.com. We have a graduation gift guide right on there. Anything from $100 on up. Okay. We'll even engrave the item if you want to get a watch or something like that. I gave my son a watch for his college graduation, and he still has it and cherishes it to this day. Mother's Day is coming up. You got to think ahead on this, guys. You can't come in the day of. If you want to get her a birthstone necklace, rings, things like that to recognize your children, you got to let us know ahead of time, and we've got all that stuff. We can put it together for you in a day or so, but don't wait until the last day. Come into Sartor Hamann, get her. Go look on our website at the Mother's Day necklaces. They're fantastic. Father's Day is just around the corner. Man, have we got some killer watches. Every guy loves a watch, okay? So get him something good. Check us out at SartorHamann.com on Facebook and Instagram. We're posting videos every day on there. My daughter and Katie are doing an incredible job on that. And I'll post more interesting factoids about the incredible, incomparable Led Zeppelin on my personal Facebook at Rick Hamann.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
That's Rick Hamann's song of the day again, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. Hour two is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.